recordings or something like that, but they were a music label with only Game Boy camera music synthesized track tune. Yeah, it was great. It's great.
The nichest of the niche.
It was pretty niche.
I love it.
It was nichey. It was nichey.
Friedrich Nietzsche.
Friedrich Nietzsche. This is Automaton. This is Time Travel. Retro 80s synthwave, retrowave, outrun, vaporwave, dreamwave, Italo disco.
I just imagine Optimus Prime listening to this song.
Totally.
He's shaving in his bathroom.
this is Autobots shave. There. Excuse me. I need you to go back and pull up that track again.
Were we too turned up?
I don't know. We might have been too turned up. Let's go here. fade it down just before that big drop. And... ooh.
The drop was too much.
Too much, too much.
We need drop bears.
Drop bears. This next one is from... yeah, I know.
Fanny and Stocky. I've heard them before. Oh, sorry. Totally clipped the mic right there.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. We have a compressor. This is such a good track. So we're going to play this, pull up some more tracks. You're listening to Vancouver FM. To anybody that has watched the anime Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt, very funny, very good English dub, very like super funny English dub.
I mean, it's like deep in the recesses of my. I mean, we're talking like what, like 2000?
Oh, this is old. Yeah, I don't know.
11, I think maybe when I came across it. No, 2010.
It's old. It's funny though.
I have to go way back in those brain files.
We'll have another drop here.
How many drops?
I think there's like 1.5 left in this song. Because we're at the build up. Etc, etc, etc. And then and then the Panties and Stocking carnival rolls onwards. That's the nice thing about radio. We'd be like, nah, we're good. This is Evie Remember. Evie is a nice lo-fi artist, also from the Mini SD Vancouver FM guest list. Guest set list. You're always on the guest list here.
Thanks. I love this one.
It's nice. It's super a minute.
Chill. This is one of those ones that people are like, I love it so much. I gotta have a 20-minute
limit. Yeah, extended version.
It's the only way I can sleep.
Evie, remember. What else is coming up? Come check out CGSF at the SFU Clubs Day, which I believe is happening this coming week. I may even be there tabling, so I'll find out. I think it's tomorrow. I should probably know that. The other thing is that CGSF is volunteer run. You know, we're 100% volunteer run. We survive thanks to you, our listeners, and especially during the past week, we've had our listener appreciation week. We had opportunities to win CDs and t-shirts and really, really fun stuff. And we have some good prizes.
Sadly. What are the prizes?
There was a CD music pack. There was a t-shirt. There was some guitar picks. They had a CGSF sticker pack as well. So some
nice.
Cool, yeah, Studio 6 mugs.
Some great stuff.
Yeah, totally. And coming up, what else? We'll have the rest of May is Asian Appreciation Month as mm-hmm. well.
So AAPI.
Lots of good content coming through from there. As well as the general good classic programming you've come to know and love here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Comtrlld Controlled, CNTRLD, and you are listening to Vancouver FM on CJSF 90.1 FM. PC-98 music from Ryu Umemoto. Japanese computer in the mid and late 90s.
I was going to say, it sounds like sounds like
Biomenace.
Yes, it's got Biomenace vibes all over it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of Sound Blaster kind of vibes. Kind of that 24-bit PC sound card kind of vibe.
Nice.
We will continue to play this track, and then when it's done, we're going to play some more from Mini SD's set with Banana Street by Dark Cat. Right now we're listening to Spiral from Ryu Umemoto. This is from a PC-98 game called Desire from 1994.
What was the game like? What did you do in it?
I have no idea. A lot of these PC-98 games, I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to go any further than saying that they are visual novels. Hmm. So I don't know if you know about VN.
You kind of like advance through a plot line of something.
It's like a dating sim visual novel. They're like romance novels that you click through kind of thing.
Well, now I'm imagining like a Neo Matrix-esque romance novel.
There were a lot of weird games for the PC-98, and I'll leave it there. We haven't done a special night of that, but I've played some PC-98 stuff before, and it's... The subject matter of the games is for after 9 p.m., shall we
say. Gotcha, yes.
And it's like, but the music's so good, I'm just going to not look at the visuals, thanks. Yes. Classic. Here, we'll play one more from this game. Nice.
So I wonder what this would be in the dating sim.
I have no idea.
Maybe
Desire. I don't know. But the graphics.
You're buying flowers for the other person.
Yeah. Who knows? All right. We're going to fade you out of here. Get out of here. And now, Banana Street by Dark Cat on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
later, buddy. See you later, buddy.
That's a good one.
Nice.
This is eveningtransmission.it from Bryface.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this,
this
is
just sounds like I'm on a vacation and Kirby's coming up with a pineapple drink.
Kirby is good stuff as well. Kirby, I have Kirby socks on right now.
What color are they? The white?
It's the checkered ones.
Love
the checkered ones from like Kirby's Dreamland or Kirby's Air Race. Kirby's Epic Yarn, also quite good. Here, let's pull up some Kirby music. Ooh, where's the mouse? Everywhere at the same time. The program is called Mouse Without Borders. It's amazing. Kirby OST. Kirby Air Ride OST.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? From the GameCube. Yeah, HQ audio, that's what I want. Even though sometimes it sounds weird because it's like too high quality and you're like, this is, no.
Does your music ever sound too good?
Are there gaps in your programming? Missing the buffering of your...
No.
No one misses buffering. Okay, forest, green's Kirby's Air Ride, Rainbow Resort, Fountain of Dreams, yeah, Kirby Nightmare, ooh, fun.
What do you think Kirby's nightmares are?
That instead of sucking everything in, he's like a vacuum, so it's, or like he instead of expanding, he's continually contracting.
There you go, yes. He just gets smaller and
amazing,
smaller.
Amazing. Let's go over here to the Fountain of Dreams, Kirby's Nightmare in Dreamland. I have no idea how this is going to sound. But that's how we roll here, live on the radio. And we've got about half an hour left in the program. And then, of course, the Rock and Blues show coming up next. Gotta love the Rock and Blues show. I love my neighbors. Downliners Crypt, the Rock and Blues show. And everybody here on CJSF, showmates, if you volunteer with CJSF, we can get you comfortable with broadcast equipment here, and you can start your own show after a little bit of volunteer training and a show proposal.
And what do you think the next show proposal could be?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
The Sound of Screaming. I was going to say a show about horses.
Oh, yeah. What would you call it?
I don't know. Horsing Around.
Yeah, Horsing yes. Around, or also like Back by Clopular Demand or something like that. Or Trotting In or something like that. nice. What do you call a horse that also sings at mass? A canter?
Oh, that's good. What do horses put on their sandwiches? Mayonnaise.
So good. Oh, it's so bad, but so good.
A 5-year-old told me that joke, and I was like, I'm keeping that.
I love it.
Keeping
I love
that
it. I love
forever.
It.
Forever. Did we get Sonic?
No, but we will in a moment. We'll go Kirby, we'll go Sonic, then we'll go a little bit more Tim Fallon. We wanted some Sonic here, so we want Sonic to ice level, Ice Cap Zone Act 2. Yeah.
The next, the Sonic 2 film is
out. Oh, yeah. Sonic's back on the silver screen.
I hope.
Live action what?
Live action Kirby movie.
Live action Kirby. I like it. This is the most chaotic program on Tuesday night. I love it. Who's going to play Kirby?
Me.
Yeah. Mini SD is playing the lead role of Kirby. But it'll be the voice of Kirby because it'll be animated.
That's what I was thinking. Like, how do you do live action Kirby?
You're going to have to say stuff like, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Kirby. Kirby wins the Iron Lungs Challenge every year. Okay, that's enough.
I saw someone post online, and they said, what would happen if Kirby, like, ingested me? What would he end up being? And the response was depressed.